Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 11th week after the Sunday of Trinity. Sunday, our scripture reading comes from Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke chapter 18, verse 10. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. You've already heard that before any man can do what is good and pleasing in God's sight, he must already be a pious man. That is, he must be accounted as justified and righteous before God by faith in Christ. At all times, it remains universally true that a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and, contrarywise, that a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. If a man is to do what is good, he must be good beforehand. So also here, the tax collector beats his breast, and this act may be regarded as a mark of the faith he already had in his heart. This took place and was recorded so that we should really open our eyes and not judge people merely by outward appearances. We must try to discover what was in the heart of these two men and not simply form a judgment according to works. If the heart is godly, all is godly. If this tax collector is judged by works, you soon come to a false conclusion. It appears that in him there is nothing but sin. Likewise, when I judge the hypocritical Pharisee according to works, I also finish up with a wrong conclusion. He stands in the holy place, makes a fine prayer, praises and thanks God with impressive works, fasts, gives tithes, and harms no one. Everything about this man glitters. His standards find universal approval. It is not easy to reject the testimony of such an honorable, virtuous life. Who would venture to assert that fasting is not good, but praising God and rendering to every man his due is something evil? When I look at a priest, monk, or nun, I regard them as godly. Who can gainsay me? But if I am to determine that this man is evil and that man godly, I must look into their hearts. This I cannot do. Let us pray. We know that it is quite useless, Heavenly Father, to play the role of a hypocrite because you always look into our hearts and judge us accordingly. Purify our hearts from all base motives, that the services we render you may truly please you and benefit our neighbor for Christ's sake. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.